Chris Ramey Show on Scoops with DannyMac.com, and happy opening day. It is Major League Baseball's opening day. It's April 1st. It's officially springtime, and we are excited for the first Major League Baseball season edition of the Chris Ramey Show, and we are excited to bring you the Chris Ramey Show on Scoops with DannyMac.com from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios. I've had a great relationship with the doctors over at Ophthalmology Associates for quite some time now. We're so thrilled to have them on board as a sponsor for the Chris Ramey Show. You can visit them at youreyedoc.com, youreyedoc.com. You can give them a call at 314-966-5000. When you do, help us help support Scoops and tell them that Chris Ramey sent you, and they can do a lot for you. I think that it's a perfect time as baseball gets started, as spring is here, to make sure you're taking care of your vision. Whether you've been thinking about LASIK and just putting it off, if you have been putting off even a consultation or even asking questions about LASIK, if the spring allergies create uncomfortable situations for you, whether you're out on the golf course watching a game, don't live with that anymore. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates can help you with all of that. So call them right now, 314-966-5000. Tell them that I sent you. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Ramey Show. Get in there. Ask the questions you haven't asked. Take care of your eyes. Very excited, and welcome back. Glad to have Dr. Greg Birdie, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Prasadi, and Dr. Andrew Royer and their staff at Ophthalmology Associates with us. So cheers, and here is to seeing spring and seeing this Major League Baseball season a lot clearer than we saw it last year. Tim McKernan's going to join me in just a moment. We'll visit with Tim about the start of the season. I wonder his take on the college basketball thing as well. I'm not as into it as I feel like I should be, but baseball, I'm ready for it to be back. It doesn't mean that opening day has the same sizzle that it usually has. And, you know, maybe we can't go to the bars, or maybe we can't all get together and, you know, tailgate and then watch the game, or maybe we can't, at this point, do the things that we generally associate with opening day. Like, I feel for me, it's such a communal and such a social event that maybe that's what I miss more than anything. But once the baseball starts, it'll be like any other season, I hope. Great news about, you know, the Cardinals and teams that are being aggressive with their vaccination and vaccination numbers. That will just continue, I think, to move things along. And we get baseball today. We get our first look at Jack Flaherty on the mound, assuming that nothing happens from a weather standpoint. We get our first look at the new look lineup, Nolan Arenado, obviously. Of course, you know, players like Dylan Carlson, Justin Williams, Tyler O'Neill. Like, so excited to dig in and have baseball, have the rhythm of baseball, and have a Cardinals team that I think is going to be really, really interesting, in a division that they are poised to be at the top of if things go well. So looking forward to talking with Tim McKernan in just a moment from 590 The Fan and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. All right, hit me up on Twitter at CHRABE, CHRABE. If you hit up Ophthalmology Associates and tell them that I sent you, let me know on Twitter for the interim until you get in to see them. I found an old pair of my Rex Specs goggles that I was forced by my parents to wear back when I was in junior high school. I'll give those to you. Until you get into Ophthalmology Associates. I wish I had gone to see them when I was in sixth grade. It would have, certainly curtailed a lot of the chirping that I got on the court or on the field. But hit me up on Twitter at CHRABE, CHRABE. You can hit Scoops with DannyMac.com for all the latest. Bernie rocking and rolling as the Cardinals get going. Dan, of course, will be on the call for Fox. And baseball's back, baby. baseball is back. So let's get into it. As Tim McKernan joins me, of course, you hear him on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Proud to have Ryan Kelly aboard here as well. You hear him on the Tim McKernan Show at InsideSTL.com. Ah, yes, you hear him, and he joins us on the program. All right, it is opening day. Right now it is 3-4 hours before scheduled first pitch for the Cardinals and Reds, and we head to Florida, and that's where Tim McKernan has been keeping an eye on the final preparations for the start of baseball's 20 and 21 season. How are you, man? What's going on?
I'm wonderful, Chris. Were you saying that facetiously because we both know I haven't been keeping an eye on anything?
Well, the thing that and I don't mean to disparage anyone who is doing their job, but really the typical, and I've been guilty of this, but the typical picture that everyone tweets of the guys playing catch was replaced by four identical pictures from like a watchtower. It looked like we had snipers overlooking, Folsom Prison Yard as the players were getting loose. It was bizarre, and it was weird to not really have the media coverage in one sense, but also maybe we've become so conditioned to Zooms and the way that, you know, players are kind of brought out and presented to the media. It's just, I don't know if this feels like a weird start to the season or if it feels more normal than anything else.
I don't think we will ever see spring training the way that we saw it 13 months ago. I don't think we'll ever see that again. Not to say that it will change the way that the players go about it per se. I think it'll change with regards to access. I think that is
maybe the way Klaibs goes about it.
For example, as one example would be Klaibs. I think the TMA picnic table is at this point ready for its position at the Smithsonian. I don't think that will ever happen again. I hope it does, but I don't think that it will. I just think the access thing, I think people are kind of like, oh, we can do this. It's like working from home. I think that's here to stay. I think Manhattan is never going to be the same again. I think a lot of things that maybe we think are going to return will not return. I don't necessarily think that the media will be in the tower per se, but I think the access of going into clubhouses, I think that's over. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. It's not like something I want to be right about, but that's what I think.
I think also, like, there is in sports as much as anything else, this, I don't even know if it's a desire, but just we find such comfort in repetition, the way things have always been, that at first it's like, well, what do you mean? Like, there's no clubhouse access. How are like, you going to do your job? And there are reporters who do and still are doing incredible jobs of reporting and telling stories without clubhouse access. You know, if you have relationships and if you're good at your job, you're going to be good at your job. But yeah, I mean, I don't miss like standing and not speaking for 20 minutes in the middle of the Cardinals clubhouse while every player looks at their phone and
the worst.
Doesn't pay any attention to anyone. Like, what's the point? Like, let's just cut all of that out, right?
So awkward.
And that's just the way that you did things every day. That's just when the clubhouse opened, you walked into it and stood in the middle of the clubhouse until someone agreed to talk. Like, that's just because that was the way that it was, right?
Oh, and they hated us being there and we didn't enjoy it ourselves. Nobody was happy.
Give me one example of a player who hated us being there.
I can go back to like when you were in college when I was in there in 2000. I'm like, oh, they're going to be really, because I'm starting out and I'm thinking, well, I love the Cardinals, so they must love the media. And it took just like one time, I mean, probably 5 minutes for that to absolutely evaporate. And let me make this clear. This isn't a Cardinal specific thing. I think it's kind of baseball in general, because when you include spring training, 162 games, any postseason, you're talking about approximately 200-ish days of us being in their office. And I understand it. So I don't think that is here to return. Here's something I'm curious about for you. On the show this morning, it was interesting that both Doug and I, and I imagine Iggy, but I think he was out smoking, so we didn't get to get his opinion. But both Doug and I were observing that we weren't as enthused about this year's opening day as we have been in past years, taking last year's out of it. I don't even remember last year's opening day. Do you feel the same, less enthused, more enthused? Where are you?
Less enthused.
Why do you think it is?
Well, and I'll tell you, I feel the same way about the NCAA tournament. I miss the social aspect more than anything else. It's not that I'm not. I am as excited about baseball and the Cardinals this year and Major League Baseball this year as I've been any other season, maybe more so this year. But just I miss the social aspects of this day in particular, of the home opener in particular. I almost feel not guilty. Like, I don't know how much of these games I've really watched, and it's not that I care any less about the teams or the players. It's that when you don't have a vested interest in the tournament, for example, you watch because when there's a 13 seed winning with 5 minutes to go, the building is crazy, or you're at the office or you're at a bar or restaurant and everyone's, you know, looking at their bracket and everyone, you know, has skin in the game. It's the communal aspect of everything. And I feel like baseball, to an extent, is like that because there was such a buildup and such a buildup. Maybe this sounds corny, but everyone was kind of in it together, moving towards the starting line of the season. And I just, I don't feel that way this year. And I feel like at any time it can be paused. And we saw what happened when it was paused last year. I also think that maybe with sports in general, last year we spent 3 or 4 months saying it's going to be great when everything's back, great when everything's back, great when everything's back. Sports came back, but the world kind of stayed the same. And while it's great to have sports and it's great to be able to watch, you know, an NBA game or a March Madness game or a baseball game, like a lot of the things that are, you know, brutal about the pandemic and a lot of the challenges, while we are moving in the right direction, are still kind of there. So I think people looked towards the return of sports and this year and, you know, this year at this time as maybe like there would be some checkpoint or some significant progress would be made that, you know, that we'd really be coming out of this thing. And while eventually that's going to happen with vaccinations, just I like everything has kind of stayed the same. It's just that maybe you watch a different movie every night, so to speak, after the repetition of pandemic days.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. I don't know. I don't know if it's an overall commentary on baseball and college basketball and my lack of interest there, or
what's your stance on the tournament? How much have you? About the tournament. How much have you watched of the tournament?
I have such little interest in college basketball now. That could have been said in 2020 had they had a tournament, or 2019. I don't know how to explain it. I'd love to do a deep dive on these things. And what Doug presents, Chris, on the theorizing, when I say my interest in baseball and college basketball has declined absurdly. I think that's because you don't feel like you know players on rosters and can identify with other players you really like or really don't like. Baseball, I'm not quite sure what's going on with that for me. Maybe it'll come back, maybe it won't. But meanwhile, so if you're going to say, well, it's age, well, then all my interest in all sports would decline, but my interest in golf has increased. I'm sure that's because I'm playing, but I'm not playing college football. I bet that'll surprise some people. I'm not, and yet my interest in college football has increased substantially over the last, I don't even know, 15 years. It was before Missouri went to the SEC. So I don't know. And then NFL, I couldn't care any less about the teams, but I like DraftKings. And so I wonder if the advent of daily fantasy sports and that dopamine rush we would get with what you were talking about with, in particular, Thursday and Fridays with the NCAA tournament, which were so rare. Now you can get that in anything, whether it be gambling or specifically daily fantasy sports, that the uniqueness of the Thursday and Friday and the uniqueness of a tournament bracket and that really being the only way to have that kind of feel is now something you could get, you know, in a variety of ways on DraftKings or FanDuel or wherever else you're degenning out. I don't know. I'm theorizing here. I'm presenting theories.
I think the basketball thing, and you're right. And what we've said, especially when people talk about how long players should have to stay in school, is, you know, we don't get to know the players. Is it that, or is it just that the best players and the 50 or 60 or 70 players who are good enough to leave as early as they can and go to the NBA are leaving, and the quality, as you know, the tournament gets bigger and as more teams are in Division I, just the overall quality is there is a very, very, very correlated, you know, I guess, graph where better players are leaving. The NBA is getting better. College basketball is getting worse. Like that Loyola game the other day, and people in Chicago are fired up about it. I was talking to my dad about it. You always hear great defense when a game's like 41 to 38. You don't hear they both shot 28% from the field. Like it was just bad basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. I Missouri in the NCAA tournament used to be like something I would like be nervous about for a couple of days.
Oh yeah.
And I found myself now when Mark,
it was
Smith,
an event.
It was one of the Smiths. Was it Drew Smith? I think hit the three to close it to three with like 50 seconds left. I actually got up out of my chair and was fired up, but that was the first time in that entire game against Oklahoma, which I would imagine most people at this point have forgotten about. But that's where it was. And it's so weird because I can still think of Northern Iowa, even Xavier in the NCAA tournament, you know, Missouri losing to North Carolina. They would stand out to me, Duke in 2001. And now it's just changed. And I don't know, you know, I'm sitting here with my son, and when he gets into teams, you know, he's only three now, but when he gets into teams, I would imagine.
Big Texas guy, right?
Well, he loves the animal. Jameson, what's your favorite animal? Would you like to tell Chris what your favorite animal is?
Let me think.
Well, I mean, Chris only has so much time.
No. I want this to be this is his first take that he's given on the show.
A hippopotamus.
A hippopotamus. Wow. Now you have a hat. What's on your hat?
What hat are you talking about?
The longhorn steer.
A longhorn steer.
There it is. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, hook him.
You
hook him,
never
baby.
Know. Well, he's not a Texas fan. He doesn't even know what Texas is, but for whatever reason, he really enjoys the animal, a longhorn steer. When he goes to where? When you go to Grant's Farm and you see longhorn steer.
Yeah.
So that is why I got.
Yeah.
He really is. He really is. And that's why I got him that for Christmas. And so he'll wear it, but he has no idea that he's representing Texas. And then people see him with it and then they'll bust out a hook'em, and he has no idea what to say to that. His favorite golfer. Who's your favorite golfer?
Tiger Woods and Tommy Fleetwood.
Tiger Woods, everybody knows. Tommy Fleetwood, of course. Tommy Fleetwood, kind of obscure for a three-year-old.
Now, is that a passive-aggressive shot at your follicle situation?
You know, you have to wonder about it. Again, I think this podcast today is about theories. And if we're going to theorize on my lack of interest in college basketball and Major League Baseball, maybe my son's interest in Tommy Fleetwood is some sort of a way to say, hey, let's go get on some keeps or some hymns. Let's see if we can find
Dad,
an old.
You're embarrassing me.
And just see if we can bring anything back, because he has this wonderful flowing blonde mane. It's kind of suspicious, I'll be honest. I think a lot of people are wondering what I'm wondering. And so, you know, yeah, maybe it's his way of saying, Tommy Fleetfleet has wonderful hair. Where is your hair, Dad? Where is your hair, Dad?
So we've got Tiger, we've got Tommy Fleetwood, we've got hook'em horns, and we've got large semi-aquatic mammals.
That's right, hippopotamus. Is that hippopotamuses or hippopotami?
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus, singular.
Beautiful.
Like deer, who knew?
It's a good take, bro. It's a good take.
No, he's a takesmith. He's a
Although
takesmith.
There,
I
there would,
I
there,
really want to get him into the business. There, I really, really want to get him into the business.
Might not be in business by that point.
Yeah, exactly.
There is
like
someone
teetering
somewhere.
On the brink as it is, much less in 25 years. Yep.
There is someone somewhere who is just at the ready, hair trigger, ready to pull to cancel someone for liking hippos.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe Jameson will get canceled before I do. I know my time is coming, but maybe he can get sniped as well. Yeah. So there it is. Who would have thought if you had on your Chris Raby podcast bingo card, hippopotamus, Tommy Fleetfleet, longhorn steer, you're shipping right now.
No,
you're
like analytically from like a SEO standpoint, we are firing all over the place. We are just popping IPs all over the place. I know that you've talked about he loves going to games and to baseball games, and I'm sure like the concessions are part of that. The action is part of that, so to speak. But
somebody who doesn't have a child, that's a very nice read.
But also, like kids that are, you know, at this point your son's age are growing up, and who knows how much further in the future, where going to games is just a lot different. The game that they know is different than, you know, the first time that we went to games as a kid. And who knows when there will be 40, 45, 50,000 people back in the stadium. Now, if you want to take them down to Austin, might be able to get into a packed house, but it's a different reality, man, which I think I lose sight of sometimes. And like the way that kids, even if it's this 2 or 3 year sample size, the way that the next generation of sports fans, they'll all be impacted in a different way by, you know, what we're going through right now.
You're exactly right on that. Another thing that I've noticed, and I know you have young family members, and I've noticed this just from like seeing, like, you know, kids wearing jerseys. What do you see kids wearing the most of these days? I'm setting you up, and I don't know if you're going to answer the same way.
Steph Curry.
Well, then NBA. I was told it's NBA, and then you see a bunch of EPL jerseys.
Yep. You know, which I think that they almost don't look like jerseys sometimes.
If you're not familiar with
the branding, but yeah, EPL 100%. Yeah.
So I guess that advent is because of kids getting up early, and that's what they can want. They can get up.
What about video games? What about FIFA on Xbox?
Nice play. 100%. So I'm just kind of prepared for, I mean, whatever he gets into, it's great. I mean, he goes out on the golf course with me and I love that. But I mean, if he doesn't want to play, fine by me. So I'm anxious to see how that plays. I wonder, because again, when we were talking about our perceived decline in the interest of opening day versus 5 years ago, for example, is it because the game is slow and that is, and now you've had more of the, you know, three outcome style of game, certainly more than what I was growing up with in the 1980s with the Cardinals, which was all stolen bases. And I loved it. I couldn't get enough of that. You know, if that's, is that going to lead to a decline for young people? We read a study this morning, Chris, actually, and I was surprised. I was looking for decline in television numbers for young people or increase. Maybe we were off. And in Little League, you know, the Williamsport deal, the Southeast region, in I think it was 2018, 2017, they saw a 46% decline in Little League baseball participants in the Southeast region, which is obviously a hotbed for U.S. baseball, over, I think it was 2007 to 2017. So 46% decline in participants in 10 years. Now, I was looking at it from a number standpoint in television, but then to see that, because we know every kid growing up is playing soccer at a very young age. It's the first thing you're usually playing, but that hasn't necessarily translated to lifelong viewership. So I don't know if that is beginning to happen. I don't know if it's because of the style of the game. You bring up video games. I think there's a lot to be said that. And then also people did talk about the NBA. So they're either wearing soccer jerseys or they're wearing NBA jerseys. So I don't know, I have no idea. I mean, I can't imagine he'll be into the NFL, but maybe he will be. I don't know.
I think and I will ask you after this one Cardinal on-field thought, or maybe my thesis as we head into the season, then a quick draft, and then it's back to grinding on the range for Jameson while you sit behind him, video his swing, and then post on Instagram.
And just really kind of scold him if he misses.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
I mean, just God sakes. He's almost
back to the putting green.
Yeah, it's time to grind. You know?
How much of opening day, and if you mean opening day in a vacuum versus the entire season, I'm excited for baseball, but it's another day where, you know, it's almost like, I call it like mom proof sometimes. Like my mom might not care about the game, but if it's like a communal event, right? Like people in St. Louis go to Kegs and Eggs. Yeah, go to Ballpark Village. You take off work. It's, you know, a holiday. Like you're excited because it's frankly like almost like a St. Patrick's Day, or it's a day to get together the first 2 days of the tournament, get together, maybe have a couple of cold frosty ones, be with friends and, you know, enjoy a day. It's usually springtime, hopefully is here. Yeah. And, you know, if that's gone, if you're watching a game at home, it doesn't really feel like opening day. It doesn't mean I'm less excited for baseball. If the Cardinals struggle the way that they've struggled offensively for the exact same way over the last handful of seasons, then more repetition climbs in for me, I think.
I think there's something to be said for that too. Yeah, I love this part of the year is my favorite. Now you usually can have kind of a sweat on September or this time of the year. For me, my reasoning is this time of the year for exactly what you were saying. Spring is here. So we're getting out of cold weather. And you're getting excited about, you know, 6 months of great weather, ideally. And you have the NCAA tournament, you have the opening day of baseball, and you have the Masters, and you have up what I think of, because we have the NBA team, the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I can recall lying in front of the TV watching those games in the Norris Division and the windows open because we wouldn't turn on the air conditioner yet, and yes, watch the Blues and Blackhawks, Blues and Red Wings, Blues and Leafs, Blues and North Stars. Did I just cover everybody in the Norris Division? Did I leave anybody out?
Your house always smells a certain way at that time of year when your parents haven't turned the air conditioning on.
Oh, and I just loved it. And we both grew up in big families, so I that puts me in a good place. Now, I love college football and playoff baseball and DraftKings NFL, but then to me, psychologically, I'm going into a dark place because I'm dreading the months of cold weather. And I have that now tied to me where I dislike it so much that even though I love that time of the sports season, I hate that time of the year. So this is my happiest sports time, but it's also tied into the to the weather warming up. It's
what do you mean?
And the Masters.
Yeah. Oh, and it's funny, since we just had the Masters, it's like a bonus Masters. It's almost like the weekend after Thanksgiving where everybody's off and then there's like a bonus weekend. This is a bonus Masters.
100%.
It's a bonus Masters. On the field, are you excited about, as a baseball fan, a Cardinal fan, excited about the outlook for this season? Arenado clearly is, you know, as big a move as, well, I guess I say that, but Goldschmidt was a big move. Like, they've made big moves.
I think as big as that one was, I think this one is in a different world.
And how much could this impact not just this year, but be a domino effect, so to speak, maybe?
It is. It's a defining move for a generation of Cardinal fans. I know that sounds so like Mike Greenberg, I need to give a take to get,
because Austin Gomber's gone.
And that's it. And that's exactly right. I was kind of surprised we hadn't gotten to Gomber yet, but since now you finally did. No, because he is going, if he, you know, is here for the next X amount of years, that's the Cardinal commitment. And he is the face of, he's a face of the 20s for Cardinal baseball. You know, the two faces that I associate with Cardinal baseball and what has been an incredible run going back to 04, 05-ish. With Wainwright, Molina, that time is coming to an end. Goldschmidt is, you know, probably not going to be playing in I don't know, 4 years, maybe he will still be, but it, you know, I mean, it's not like Arenado is the guy, assuming he's here. I'd be surprised if he wasn't. And I think that's a validation for Cardinal fans, which have kind of felt spurned by guys who maybe could have come here, but chose to either not come here or chose to leave here. When I'm talking about, you know, Hayward leaving, even though that was probably a great thing happened, or David Price or John Carlos Stanton. So I think there's a subliminal element to that as well, to get validation for a city that isn't as cosmopolitan as take your pick of some of the coastal cities or Chicago. So I think that's an element of this, and please like us and please validate us and please play here and choose to play here, even though it's probably more about, I'm not going to be able to get this contract at this point anymore, so I'm not going to opt out of it. So I think that is why it's a defining move for, truly for the 20s. It really is.
I like it. And maybe Arenado sneaks his way in there for young Jameson with Hippos in Texas. And Tommy Fleet,
Nolan Arenado playing in a pro-am. Can you imagine, Jameson? Yeah. it's okay if you're in here. I'm enjoying your participation in the show.
Can we do a quick draft?
Yeah, I want to do a draft.
I think this perfectly aligns with what we've talked about. How about this? All right, I told you at the start of the show that we are so excited to be broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios here on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And if you have not taken steps to take care of your vision, what are you waiting for? It's spring. It's opening day. The baseball season is starting. Take the steps right now to take care of your eyes. They're too important to ignore. And let Ophthalmology Associates, the doctor's doctors, help you. Let Dr. Greg Birdie, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer help you with any of your vision questions and concerns. If you're thinking about LASIK, but you don't know anything about it, sometimes you hear people say, oh, you can't wear contacts for this long before, you can't do this for that long after. ask the questions to the doctors who are better at it than anyone else. Ask ophthalmology associates. If you are having issues with allergies this spring, whether you're, you know, out enjoying the weather, if you're at your kids' games, if you're on the golf course, whatever, don't deal with issues anymore. You want your eyes to be at your best, and that's why you want the best to be taking care of your eyes. And that is Ophthalmology Associates, the doctor's doctors. Their website is youreyedoc.com. I need you to give them a call, and when you do, I need you to tell them that Chris Raby sent you from ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. 314-966-5000. 314-966-5000. The Chris Raby Show broadcasts from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. They're on the web at youreyedoc.com. Back to Tim McKernan on the Chris Raby Show. A draft of individual sports days on calendar. So like MLB opening day is a day. First day of the NCAA tournament is a day. Masters Sunday is a day. Kentucky Derby's a day. Flag Day is a day. You get what I'm saying? Individual days on the full sporting calendar.
You asked me if you could spring it on me, and I wanted to have it sprung on me, so that's fine. Okay, this is good. This is good.
And this can be, you know, like if you say the start of the college football season, you get like the Thursday, the Saturday, you get that. So individual sport days on the calendar.
All right.
And I will give you, of course, the number one pick. As Jameson knows, we are a civilization, so we will not snake draft. And I will yield the floor to you, the number one overall pick. I know the Miami Open final was a couple of weeks ago. That's probably close to your heart. So we'll take that off the table.
So this is an answer that 10 years ago, it wouldn't even have been on my radar. Do you know where I'm going? I'll see if you know where I'm going.
I think you're going to say college football.
No, Masters Sunday.
Masters Sunday.
Yeah, Masters Sunday. That's what I look forward to the most. And I would imagine if you were drafting, if you were like putting a top 10 list together, I don't even know if you had very top five. So this is a theoretically, it's a reach.
This sounds very strange, but I almost enjoy, like, I think because of the buildup of it, sometimes the Sunday of the Masters feels a little bit like the end of Christmas as a kid. Like, we have to wait all year for this. Christmas Eve, when you're like at your cousin's house, is almost more fun. I like the Thursday, Friday with ESPN. You can watch every shot of every player, but the Sunday, and with Tiger a couple years ago, with that starting early, there was nothing better. One of the greatest days ever. All right, so Masters Sunday. Masters Sunday is strong, very strong. I'm going to take, and this is one that was not this way for me this year, but this is going to be it's a long-term investment in my portfolio. This is an asset that I'm going to hold on to for a long time. I'm going to say the first day, that Thursday of the NCAA tournament.
It's a good play. I think it's a nice play. It's a blue chip play. You know that's going to appreciate over time. You have nothing to worry about.
High floor, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not at risk on that play. It's a rock solid play. I probably was going to go with that with second pick if it weren't taken, even though I don't know how passionate I am about it. So I'm going to go with the Cardinal home opener. I feel like to have Masters Sunday and the Cardinal home opener, I'm in a really nice position right now with my draft.
Yeah, you a lot of overlap in that Venn diagram of fans as well. Let's see here. Number two for me. Oh, man. I feel like, you know, you talk about the tournament and about assets gaining value. I feel like if this was 5 years ago, New Year's Day would be much higher than it is now. I'm going to go with the first college football Saturday. First college football weekend is my number two.
It's a nice play. I don't have a problem with the play. I'm going to go with another one because I think that this is –
you're relatable, so you're going to go with like the Queen's polo match or cricket.
When the St. Louis Country Club member guest, that's what I was with.
A Seminole member pro.
Yeah, a Seminole pro member, which I'll be participating in. By the way, my handicap is skyrocketing. So whenever we play again next, this is great. You will not be.
What you got right now?
I am at 7.9.
Oh, so you're only giving me six strokes. Yeah, five strokes. So
I'm positive EV. There's something
I'm going to need that to get down.
Yeah, you can take a look at it. It's not a Cletus handicap. So hold on. I got to set up Peppa the Pig here while I do my next draft.
Oh, please.
On my phone. Oh, it's very big. So number three, this is my honest answer, though. I know, but I know you would not even think about it. Not to say that you wouldn't think about it because you wouldn't care. But this is what I think of when I think of happiness with sports. And it's the Blues' first home playoff game. For whatever
reason. Good one.
It's just the atmosphere about it. There's always, unless you're down 2-0 and you're an 8 seed playing against some, you know, monster powerhouse, there's just energy. There's hope, excitement. It ties into the weather. There's a theme here for me. And I love that. I love that time of year. And you're thinking it could last for a couple of months. Of course, it only really has one time, but it's the best. So I know you probably wouldn't even put that in your top 10. For me, I'm just thinking of my own.
No, it's
home playoff game.
It's funny because my golf and baseball right now are at the top of what I spend the most of my time. What's, you know, socially what I'm most interested in, and college football and basketball is much lower. But my first two picks are college basketball and college football. And I think my third pick, again, because of the communal aspect, and I'm going to say that you get a winter classic in here. I'm going to say New Year's Day, partly because you can just lie around and not do anything and watch whatever's on all day. I know that the college football playoff has changed a bit. The implications of the games, no Rose Bowl was a weird thing. And in fact, the Rose Bowl now is not what the Rose Bowl has always been, but I just think, again, because of kind of thinking about, you know, memories and thinking about just not as much about the game as much as just knowing that it's New Year's Day and there will be something on it. It doesn't matter that Michigan plays Florida every year on New Year's Day in the Outback Bowl. It matters that it's New Year's Day. So,
right.
Man, I like yours a lot more than mine. And
oh,
you've got
really?
Good. One final pick.
I think I lost the draft to you last time. I don't even remember. Do you remember what we drafted when I was on the first time?
Yes, we drafted individual teams runs or years. Yeah.
I like
you've
that.
Got one more day and we're going kind of deep here. So one more sports day on the calendar.
Blues first playoff game. Oh God, Chris, I want to give a great answer. I really want to come up with one where people go, oh yeah, that's a nice.
Here's a couple I'm thinking about. Well, unless you don't want them, I'll give them to you.
No, I like it. I like it. Go ahead. Floats them out there.
I've got Christmas Day because of the NBA games, Thanksgiving with football, Kentucky Derby Saturday, which is more about the fact that it's generally like the beginning of May. I feel like there's usually Floyd Mayweather usually beats someone's ass. I feel like that's a thing. Kentucky, again, people have parties, people that have no interest in horse racing gather. And, you know, socially, I'm sure that that's something people have missed the last couple of years. I have friends that have derby parties. First NFL weekend, the ESPYs. It's always a big day in the middle of the All-Star weekend or Major League Baseball All-Star week. Maybe the worst sports day when the ESPYs are on. That's what I got. College football national championship game.
Yeah, no, I don't. That to me always is kind of like it's a Monday night. It starts so damn late. I just, you know, that doesn't do it for me. I don't know if it's really my play. It's like there isn't a Missouri game at this moment, football wise. It certainly wouldn't be basketball that you circle on the calendar. You'd like to think eventually it could be Georgia or Florida or something like that, but it's just not there yet. I love college football so much. I think I'm going to go with God, but I feel like it's a bad answer. I feel like this
is championship weekend, championship.
The two semifinals. I love.
Oh, that. Okay. I thought you were going to say maybe the conference championship day when it's, you know,
because Big more Ten. Often than not, that kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah. The two semis. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's where.
And that's a new one. That is a, yeah, that's
like 7-8 hours. It's probably 8 hours. Really.
It's a tech stock though. There's VC money behind it.
Is there some VC money coming in?
Going into another round and the valuation is through the roof.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
I'll go kind of old school then. I'll say Thanksgiving. You get kind of the, you know, for the degenerates, you know, you'll have Austin Peay playing Western Kentucky in hoops in the Cayman Islands at like 10 a.m. that you can get involved in. And you've got the NFL. You usually have Jameson's Longhorns, I feel like, playing that evening, playing football. There's generally a college football game as well. So I'll say Thanksgiving for my fourth.
So nice got, I love Thanksgiving. It just doesn't usually have to do with sports, although I will have DraftKings teams, of course.
Just and like again, yeah, I feel like it's just, it's kind of on all day, right? So it's kind of about everything else that's going on and the fact that sports are maybe, I don't know, almost like the TV in the living room with the Lions losing is almost like the elevator music for me for Thanksgiving, the background music. So you've got Masters Sunday, Cardinals home opener, Blues first home playoff game, and the college football semifinals. I've got the first day of the NCAA tournament, first college football Saturday, New Year's Day, and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Jameson approved. He likes Jameson, yours.
You like the list?
Yes.
Thank you very much. There, we got approval.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Jameson. And you better, Jameson, make sure your dad isn't lying about his golf handicap when he gets back to St. Louis.
Jameson totally blew you off. I
you
like
know
it.
We I'm call your dad. We call him a sandbagger.
I'm a mess, man.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoyed it.
All right. Huge thanks to Tim McKernan. We're going to be back tomorrow. We'll talk Cardinals and start of the Major League Baseball season. Enjoy it. Enjoy Danny Mac on the call. Enjoy baseball being back. And we enjoy broadcasting from our Ophthalmology Associates studios. Give Ophthalmology Associates a call at 314-966-5000 and tell them that I sent you. Tell them you heard them on The Chris Raby Show on ScoopsAtDannyMac.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, Chris Raby saying be nice to each other. As always, peace! We'll turn the speakers up to their prayer.